This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, Nisekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigo Sexy. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craigo Sexy. Urban Culture Drive.
And just like that, we back.
I was actually wondering if we're ever going to start today. I was starting to lose a bit of patience. I mean, it's 10 minutes past 3. What's going on,
Joe? Patience is key. Patience is key, Craig.
Absolutely.
Skajaka, man.
But then you know that I work with 1,000 students, so I don't have patience. You know what I mean?
That's your problem.
My patience is already exhausted at work. I have to deal with a lot of students.
Now you're exercising your impatient nature on me. Poor job.
Not just you, just the radio station.
Okay.
So how's your week?
My week has been good, man. I'm back in studio. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
Yet another episode of the Urban Culture Drive.
Naturally.
Yeah, man. All has been well. No complaints.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to a fun-packed
I see you've got
show.
a huge tub of Vaseline there.
Yeah, like you must keep them lips moisturized.
But seriously, I mean, like, that's enough to moisturize my future baby.
You
know what I mean?
Kisama, Craig. Kisama.
But is it summer, though? Because I feel like the weather's confusing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yesterday was
chilly.
Like, it was too
It was definitely having a winter stock
winter
type
vibe.
Of situation.
And I didn't see any cold front coming along.
Absolutely, I didn't actually.
So it's amazing. I guess you're not about global warming.
Yeah. But you know, I've always said that, you know, with regards to global warming, this bitch is so unpredictable. You know what I mean? Like, now we've got hailstorms in South Africa, especially in Joburg.
And Malobanyana, there was a hailstorm.
And the weird thing is that you never know. So, and especially us who live in apartments where there are these carports, sometimes you just be like, And to fix that ish is quite expensive. You know what I mean?
It has an Alexandra feel. The hailstorm drops on the carport, it makes you feel like you're in the... Kukwini.
Exactly. No offense to those in Alex. We still love Alex. I mean, we love Mkhodu Mondays, right?
Yes.
We love Kostupung.
Dude, speaking of Mkhodu Monday, yes. There's a place called Kasi, my neighborhood in Pretoria.
Okay.
Called Short Left.
I know Short Left.
Yes. Every Monday.
Uh-huh.
It pops.
My thing is, this niggas that pop on a Monday.
Dude, they don't go to work. It pops until Tuesday morning.
I don't understand. Like, what are you doing with your life when you're out here on a Monday? It's an entire vibe. Especially now, December. You know, December is. Guys, I'm already on December mode.
It has officially started.
I know that, you know, the last few students' marks that I'm trying to process, it's admin. I don't want to do it.
Is it exam time already?
It's almost quarter two. You know, it's semester test marks.
Yeah, those ones who nearly made it.
When you know what I mean.
We're going to be giving you visits with prof.
Absolutely. This is where the chocolates come in, the seductive notes.
Bribery.
Pull through, bribery. I mean, all sorts of shit that I need to face.
Bribery starts from a long time, though. In varsity.
It started... I technically think this thing started in high school. You know, we always had the very cute kids that always had the right things. You know, they're prefects, you know,
they're
head of some sports team. You know, and you always know that they're always doing so well. And ironically, their dads would be affluent or their mothers would be affluent. You know what I mean? It's got an affluent vibe to it.
It's all about the background language.
But talking about that, haven't you ever felt like some people are naturally privileged in... everything. Like, bruh, there are some people from their hometown, right?
Mm-hmm.
They probably lived in the burbs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They go to high school. They go to Saint something. They get to Saint something. They get admitted to one of the best colleges or best universities in South Africa. And they get married. And they're pretty. And they have money. Like, I've come across such couples. And I just want to punch them in the face. Like, what is your struggle?
Do you think it's a matter of getting... Is it financial privilege or... Or privilege in Jay because the universe seems to be aligned with them.
I think for some reason, because I mean, like, there are three things that I feel like human beings want the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want financial security, so
mm-hmm.
wealth. Number two, they want beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, they want health.
But beauty is one thing you know, financial security and health, you can work on.
So if you find on those three things and you find like someone thriving in all three aspects, you're like, yo, damn, bitch.
And surprisingly, there was a stat once that spoke about people who are considered to be beautiful or good looking and whatnot.
Mm.
Normally, get like better paying jobs and they get a certain quality. It's privilege.
I feel like beauty does that. It gives you an added advantage to moving forward, irrespective of what industry you're in. You know, the fact that if you've got a prettier waitress or a prettier waiter, you'll definitely tip more, especially if they're friendly. You know what I mean? If you've got a cuter looking professor or a lecturer, such as myself, you're definitely going to want to listen to that person. You know what I mean? No, you never forget yourself.
As is good. Even if you check the Kokori ShopRite, the people on the till versus the managers of the people on the till.
Interesting.
There is
a discrepancy when it comes to that. You know, people are just, I feel like people that are pretty, if they have money, it's like, yo, they just slay. You know what I mean? Like, you're pretty and you've got money and you're healthy. Like, what
would be your ideal, like right now in your life, what would you say you need or you would like to, not need, you would like to have? I get you are talking about people who are privileged and getting everything, like best schools, then relationships, then jobs. What would you say is lacking in your current life that could, if you had it, it would also put you in that realm of privileged people?
I absolutely want a plus one that I would build a future with. I think, as cliche as it may sound, I've realized that in all aspects, I wouldn't call it love. I'd call it a partnership where we build assets and wealth together.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? Like, it's not a matter of me trying to fall in love and create this perfect environment where I feel like, okay, cool, love lives here, hashtag. No, no, no. I don't want that. I want like a serious partnership, because I realize that when two people get together, as biblical as it might sound, they achieve a lot more together. But hence, straight people tend to do a lot more better than us queers, because us queers, you know, we fair by till we're 40, 45.
And then by then, love does not live here anymore.
No, no, we're looking for the young ones.
Lebatlorija, Craig. You want to nap and tense. So anyway, today on the show,
what's happening today on the show?
We got an interesting guest on the show today. We got an interesting guest on the show today. His name is Spender.
Spender, big spender.
Not big spender, just Spender.
Okay, I'm just gonna send him my e-wallet. E-wallet detail.
He will explain all of that. Or is it a big spender, where the name comes from, and all of that? We're gonna have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
But before we do that,
okay,
we're gonna give you a bit of a taste of what it's all about.
Okay.
Perfect. And what is done to date, and then we'll get into getting to know the bro.
100%.
So just after this, we'll be talking to Uspenda.
Perfect.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I ain't sorry, man. I hopped at the coop and I ain't sorry.
No.
Yeah. That was Ulokuza. Spender. Yeah, man. Like I said, we got Spender in studio today.
Surprisingly, we're joined by an also interesting guest.
Yeah, Spender's accompanied by his, as always, rappers come squad deep.
Did you know what I mean? Squad deep.
Huh? Yeah. They never roll alone.
Is he like the makeup artist?
I don't know. They will tell us.
Is he like the PR manager?
They will tell us. It's Spender and Stereo.
Spender and Stereo. Double S.
No, Stereo. Is it like stereotype?
I know.
Double Spender S.
Oh, SS.
Yeah. You understand what
like
I'm saying?
Like the Lumina.
I'm curious what inspires these names, though. So I'm quite curious to find out exactly.
Let's get straight into it. Let's start with Spender, my brother, how are you?
I'm all right. Are you good?
I'm easy. For those who know you, for those who don't know you, please reintroduce yourself.
Hey, what up? I go by the name Spender. For most of y'all don't know me, I know you guys have been wondering why they call me Spender.
Yeah. We want to get into that.
Clearly, I make it happen, you know, and the speaker and the mic.
You drop them Rex.
I just make it happen, you know what I mean?
Is it only in terms of monetary value or the skill in general?
Everything.
So you drop.
Yeah.
You make it rain.
I make it rain.
Yeah, and you ain't sorry about that.
I ain't sorry about nothing, my brother. Yeah.
And then Stereo, how are you, my brother?
Hey, I'm good.
Easy. Yeah. And then I see you here with Uspenda. What's your capacity? What's your friendship?
It's my younger brother.
Oh,
yeah. This is so cute.
So not only squad deep, it's family deep.
It's family
deep.
Yeah, no. Applause like to that.
Yeah.
So Stereo, how did you get your name?
Stereotype. Something like that.
Explain.
Do you guys?
I'm like, just into music, and Stereo to me sounds cool. You know what I mean? Sounds like it represents what I do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So perfect.
Stereo sounds cool for me.
Yeah.
I love music.
I'm very curious though. What are your birth names? And where are you guys from?
I read Okay, please pronounce it for me, because yeah. I don't want to say
it. We don't want to mess it
and
up.
And then mess it up. You know? Like, I tried.
Godwin. Owohalota.
Godwin. Owohalota. So you're from Nigeria.
Owohalota.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Based in SA. Permanently based
permanently,
in SA.
Baby.
Based we're in
gonna,
the world.
Based in the but right now in SA.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. I actually want to find out.
Yeah.
So, from me, ne, when I look at the African... upper African music yeah. industry yeah. mostly Nigeria, it's popping. It's I mean the amount of music that comes from upper Africa
yeah.
it's a lot
yeah.
So why move leave that haven of music and come down to SA? And when did you come down to SA? Let's start there. When did you come down to SA? And then afterwards, why leave that to come here?
Yeah, but because I left Nigeria quite a long time, like I'll say about 10 years now I've been here.
Yeah.
So
okay.
As of that time, I don't know where life is going to drop me, you see.
So you just came here with a bag, but yeah. a dollar and a dream, as
you
call
know
it.
Mean?
Yeah,
it was a dollar and a dream.
I just needed a new start, you know.
Yeah. So, were you doing music then when you came to SA?
No, that's what I said. I never knew where life was going to drop me. As of then, I just wanted to be this medical student, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I just wanted to go to school, become like, you know, that 9-to-5,
yeah.
That 9-to-5 kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Along the line, music happens.
Yeah.
Not like I've been in it for a long time, though, yeah. but it's been part of me for like forever.
Yeah,
but I just decided to want to, you know, extend and try to see what it feels like being this person I am right
yeah.
now, you know what I mean? So 3 years ago, Iron Stereo started.
And Stereo, when did you come through? Did you come the same time as Ben?
I've been here for like going to 4 years right now.
Okay. Yeah. So he brought you through. It's like, yo, bro, SA is lish.
Yeah.
It's lit.
No, that time.
Like, come through. Yeah. Is lit.
Yeah? No, that time I wanted to travel, you know what I mean? I just wanted to travel, you know what I mean?
So you came to visit him and you decided, no, I'm not going back.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, but do you guys travel in general? Yeah. Like, different kind
we
of...
We just do the kind of like, you know, we travel and, you know, get to see life.
Obviously,
yeah,
every aspect,
and music for me, I don't think everybody can be Wizkid or Davido, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. See, everybody has their lane.
I love hip hop, and what's going in Nigeria right now is it's Afrobeat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, they are beautiful beats. We enjoy our Nigeria.
Afrobeat is dope, but the whole vibe, hip-hop. Rappers like us, kids, the vibe has been killed in Nigeria, you know what I mean?
It's not given life.
Yeah, they want me to put Afrobeat inside my whatever. That's why I do Afro bashment. You know what I mean?
So would you say now the industry, the music industry in Nigeria is saturated by Afrobeat, and now there's no longer room for hip hop?
There's room for hip hop, but
it's not on the same.
They just want us to do hip hop the way everybody like the whole commercial kind of music. You know what I mean? I ain't finna do like the whole commercial kind of music. You know what I mean? I want to do music that if I'm not here any longer, someone can listen to. You know what I mean? That's why I relate to Afro Bashment. Something that I can, if you want to be a rapper, what's rapping? What's rapping all about? You know what I mean? It's to be able to say I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what rapping is all about.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
you know what I mean? So everybody cannot be in the whole sense of making Afrobeat, love music, trying to like, you know, impress the girls and things like that. You know what I mean? Some of us got to
need
be
to
the
be
bad
hard.
Boys, you know
need
what I mean?
To be
some
hard.
Of, yeah, some
yeah.
of us got to be the bad boys. Yeah. Everybody cannot be.
And tell your story, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Through your bars.
Like that, you know what I mean?
So fast forward, moving from Nigeria, coming to SA, trying to be a doctor. Did you even enroll?
Nah.
That ship sailed.
Nah, the life here was too fast, bro.
You ended up just sailing through.
Yeah, man.
And doing other things.
Yeah.
So now, you in SA, this music fever or music bug is biting you. How do you go about in connecting the strings and making the networks to help you become Spender that you are today? How was that journey?
Take
us through that.
Thank you for really asking that question right now.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to say something, you know.
Yeah.
You see, let's say in Nigeria, whatever you do, like, is always working out because you got the guab, and with the guab, you can
do anything.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But when I got to SA, like, after, you know, trying to flex that guab, like, trying to make everything, like, using the guab.
When you came, did you have money? Let's start there.
Dog. I've been rich since 13. What do you mean?
Yo.
Anyways.
Yo.
Anyway. Anyways,
give us some of that money, Spender.
Anyways,
remember what I said? I spoke about this privilege.
Yeah.
You
know?
Anyways, so along the line, I discovered it's not all about money in South Africa. It have to be organic. It have to
have relationships.
Yeah, you need to first of all impress the street. You need to do a whole lot of things, not just sitting and then let your money
and think
work
your money
you.
Is going to work for you.
You see, so Iron Stereo came up with something that no, we don't need no PR rule, no whatever anymore. We have to learn how to associate with the people, you know, get to meet people, make friends, even though it's not what we
initially wanted. It's not what you're good at.
So it really started working that way, because that way now we get to understand what South Africans is all about, what the music industry is all about here. It's all about who you know and what the connection is, you know what I mean? So we have to bring ourselves down to, you know,
humble yourself.
Yeah. Now we meet with people, we try to make friendship before music and everything, chill, you know, get to know you, what you're all about and all that. So it's been working quite well nowadays.
So who was the first person to give you your break to perform or to record of any sort, SA wise?
What was that again? We were recording with MSA as of 2015, right?
Yeah. And MSA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some guy in
We decided no, we should just have a studio at home where we can do our own recording and all that.
Yeah.
So the first song I did was with Teko from Family Tree.
Yeah, in general you dropped it this year, right?
Early this year. The Lag.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. The Lag.
So that was the first official
single.
Yeah, I dropped, and then after I moved on dropping Two for the Night.
Yeah,
and I was getting much love with Channel O and Trace Africa.
At Trace Africa, yeah,
they were showing me much love before MTV Base picked up later on, start playing my stuff.
Business
and
stuff,
all this stuff. Yeah,
but now, no man, you know, you're not giving me the juice. I want to understand. So before you even met Otsego and recorded a song.
Yeah.
How long had you been working on your own music, and where were you performing? Were you even performing before?
The thing is, I wouldn't even start performing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did like a couple of performances, like in clubs. And
so you were performing at least in clubs?
Yeah, and then the one band show. One band show Buffalo Soldier did.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, I feel like when I want to start performing, I need the audience to already
know who you
are and relate with me.
Yeah.
You see, so not like I haven't been getting gigs. Like right now, I'm supposed to be in Zambia on the 28th.
That's good.
Because I think I have more love in Zambia than here.
Because they're not used to you yet. Yeah. They're not used to your music as yet.
Yeah, but in Zambia, at least they know a lot of my music, and most of my fans are from Zambia and all this. So they've been booking me for their independent, whatever, and I'm supposed to be there and all that. But you see, with me, I want to like be able to, when I'm on stage, you know,
people must already know.
Yeah. They need to feel it the way I'm feeling it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? There need to be a connection there, like before anything.
Yeah.
So I told even my PR, I'm not all about gigging right now.
Yeah.
It's about selling the brand.
Yes. I need my brand to be where I want it to be. So when I start being on stage, you know what I mean? People appreciate it, you know?
Who you are, yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm assuming that you're creating a lot of clout prior to you actually performing and being out there, which is actually quite interesting. You're creating clout.
It's a different step.
It's a different approach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Approach.
So, I mean, like, with that, that comes with a lot of pressure, I would say. I mean, like, I don't know. Music is quite interesting because there's no specific formula for it.
For it, yeah.
You know, you have people like, for example, Babes or Doom, who just come and do the most amazing things. You have people like, for example, Kelly Kumalo, who are there, but they just stagnate. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she's a bad performer or anything, and this is a completely different genre. You have people like Deleuze who do well, and they do, you know what? But you have people like AKA who just like take over. You have people like Casper, you know what I mean? I'm just very curious, with all of that pressure, and you are doing it international because you're moving from one part of the, you know, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is.
That is a lot of money spent.
Thank
that
you.
Is a lot of emotions also evoked
invested.
With that.
And then come to think about it, with you doing all of that, putting the work, the money and the time, dedication and everything into it, and then you go on stage, and then
nobody recognizes you.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Candace asked the other time, because one of our co-hosts asks the other time, I don't remember who we had in studio. Oh, we had a DJ in studio, and she asked the guy, how does it feel to be mentioned under many more on a poster? You know, there's an event coming up. Oh, Capital is going to be there. AK gets
one. And then the rest.
How does it feel for you as an artist to be like recognized as many more?
There's two ways to it.
Yeah.
The first way is it makes you want to work more.
Yeah. Okay.
Push. The other one, it kind of make you depressed, and at the same time make you hungry to want to
push.
Push, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to know everybody comes from the roof, you know what I mean? Like from the roots.
Yeah.
So everybody comes from the roots. So yeah. when you are under the minimal, you're still
grassroots. Yeah, you are coming up.
You're still coming up.
Yeah.
So it takes like when you plant a seed, you know what I mean?
If you
nurture like and water put in, let everything do everything like agriculturally.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's gonna grow, but if you don't do it, the seed won't even see the soil. Yeah, like, yeah. Come up.
Yeah.
So that's it with music. You have to take your time.
Like they say, everybody who was an expert or who is an expert was once a beginner. You know, so it does take time. One other thing I'm interested in. So people think this life of being a musician or an artist it's lavish, it's all partying, it's kudos. What is your day-to-day life like? Because I can guarantee you're not doing music every day.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you keep sane, level-headed, motivated and push on a day-to-day? What's your day-to-day schedule looking like? I'll say
day-to-day,
yeah,
it's just distractions.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful out there, because day to day when you're in the music industry,
yeah,
and you're trying to like pave way for yourself,
yeah,
there's a lot of distraction that comes with it, you know?
Yeah.
And
so name a couple of distractions that you have encountered.
Like,
I mean, you in SA, okay, you're trying to push the music.
Let me cite an instance. Yeah. I'm gonna speak
for yourself. Yeah, you know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
From my own perspective, I live like in a good area.
Mm.
And
in a suburban area, don't understand it now. Mm-hmm. I've been rich since you're 13.
You know what I mean? Yeah, living in a good area,
yeah,
there are lots of things that come with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
for the bills that come with that.
Yeah.
Not, and as well as when you have the money, girls come with it. Those are all distractions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
the day-to-day lifestyle is kind of like crazy sometimes. You get like very crazy where you're trying to like write songs and trying to like put things together, you know what I mean? At the same time, there are people calling you, they want to come around to your place,
and
they want to distract
out.
You,
yeah.
All these kind of things, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
How do you handle that?
Because sometimes you find people there, you're trying to be in the zone, and then you're writing your verse, you're feeling some type of way, then niggas come with calls, booze, poof. It's a party now.
It's just a vibe. It's just lifestyle.
Does it also help contribute to your music writing?
Yeah, which is why when you listen to our music,
it's
just like, bro, I ain't trying to like, you know, praise any girl on my songs or trying to like do this, but I do it these days because that's what you guys want to listen to.
Mm. But
most things I do in my songs. So my songs, I trying to like tell you about my lifestyle. I trying to tell you what I do. I trying to tell you like. Yeah, I try to tell you, if you're a girl, you're around me, and you've got to be able to, you know,
sustain this. Yeah.
But then, doesn't it become more quite difficult with all these distractions to, I don't know, try to settle down or find someone that you actually want to be in a relationship with?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you guys are, especially people in hip-hop and R&B and that kind of
your royalty.
Yeah, everyone wants to associate.
People look at you differently.
Yeah.
When you walk into a club and you walk into the VIP section,
champagne,
they look at you differently because you are seen by the public eye.
Mm.
So that already makes it difficult for you trying to be human and just exercise your skill to try and find love.
I won't lie to you, it's difficult.
Even finding true friends, real friends.
Real friends is the worst right now. With us, we grew up from our family where we had a mom and a dad all our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all my life I know my dad. He has only one wife. My dad got 9 kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for one day, there've never been that time we see others like, you know. So it's still there. Forget about the lifestyle, the party lifestyle, whatever.
You know what family
definitely
means.
Yeah, I know what family means. You know what I mean? And coming from where I come from, I don't know, like, it's different here in South Africa because, you know, and the kind of lifestyle the girls join themselves and all the things. But, like, in the midst of all those things, you can be able to handpick one person You know, I mean, it's gonna take time. You know, yeah. But mm-hmm. you can pick one person and say, okay, fine. And as long as that person understands what you are doing and what she's getting herself into, because as an artist, she's gonna see some other girls when you go to club, all those kind of things. So it's just meeting the right person. You know, what I mean, someone who understands you and is willing to accept you for who you are. Because I ain't finna change myself for anybody, and I ain't trying to like change anybody out there. You know, what I mean.
But are you looking for the right person right now? You busy
Spender with someone. Spender is with someone.
Hey guy, before we go to leave him on my he got look before you go there. No. I'm good.
You are settled. Because we know rappers, man. We know rappers.
We're good.
Fan base is too much. You have bargaining groupies. Groupies are real thing.
Bro, it's real. Yo, but sometimes, you know, it's not fun any longer.
We still get tempted one now and then, but we're good.
Yeah, it's good to find grounding.
Yeah,
it's good to find grounding, especially in all this mess and noise that happens in the industry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? So, your success to date, right? Your music career to date. Who do you have behind you? Are you aligned with any PR agencies, or do you have a team that helps you get to where you are and stay focused and maintained, or you're just doing it
by yourself? It's family.
It's family.
Yeah.
It's your family.
Like, as in blood relative.
So you want to tell me your family advises you on financial aspects, your PR, your media, everything. Yeah. So that means that your family is quite diversified then.
Yeah, because we've tried investing in other people, and we know what it came to.
We just don't want to call names, but
it's fine.
We ain't finna call names, but we've invested in a lot of people where at the end of the day we find out that they're just there to get the money, and then everybody's
gone.
Vamoose.
Yeah.
So it's tricky, this music thing, eh?
Absolutely. And also, this family is quite tricky. I mean, they're rich at 13. They travel all over the world. Can they, if you want to adopt a little gay person, please, I'm right here.
But that's a good
You're not
thing.
Leader, bro.
But what I'm saying is, you know, sometimes family lands, they say charity begins at home.
Yeah.
The fact that you grew up around money at a young age, kind of, I would like to believe, kind of humbles you or levels you out, so that when you're exposed,
we made money from a young age.
Yeah. The fact that you made money from a young age, I would like to believe that it kind of balances you out or levels you out in this current generation we live in, where money means everything.
It makes us smart.
Yes, because you know how to handle it.
You know, the thing is, right? People come to you trying to sell you those dog food, and it feels like you don't know those are dog food they're trying to sell to you.
Yeah.
And then because you've been there, you've done that, you know what it's all about.
You know better.
You just act like you're stupid.
Yeah.
But deep down, you know between you and him that he's trying to sell you some dog food.
He's trying to take you for a fool.
You know what I mean?
So, fine, we've covered your background. We've covered your music career to date. We've covered your friends and foes. I'd like to know, of all the SA artists that you've worked with so far, who was the best that you've worked with? Who was the worst? And who you'd still like to work with?
Okay.
Yo.
Listen.
Yo, no.
That's a hard one, bro.
You said you are hip hop, you're a rapper, right? Yeah. You're in the hip hop. It's about
It's about being real. You ain't trying to start any beef.
No beef.
No beef.
Guys, it's genuine.
Everybody's
joke.
Amazing
in their own way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody's unique in their own way.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Guys, don't come here with those diplomatic answers.
No clouting, bro.
No, don't come here with those diplomatic answers. Who was your best? Let's start there. I want to coach you through this. Who was the best guys that you've worked with so far?
Bro, if you're talking about the best, to start with, we wouldn't work with you if you're not the best.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So anybody that has
I ain't working with you because your name is whatever, bro. Mm. I'm working with you because I know that you got something to like put on the table.
So in the same light, if you haven't worked with them, that means they're the worst.
let's put a blanket.
We're still gonna work with a lot of people.
We're trying to avoid
your questions, but we have to be careful with what we say. This is hip hop, you know what I mean?
So clearly they've trained you proper.
Things get wrong here.
they've trained you proper. PR training is on flick. Yeah, media training is on flick.
PR, you know, I'm in the streets. You know,
you don't want to be stepping on toes
before even plant like a time bomb on my legs before I even step in my
I'm just curious, what are these streets that we keep referring to though?
Because the hip hop streets, it's the music streets.
No, like, call no, it no, no, like, you like, say the streets, like, bro.
No, I things, get you.
Like, it's deep.
Just, yeah. It's deep.
It's deeper deep. Than this hip hop thing. Yeah. You. It's deep. Like, it's deep. When I say the street, I don't mean like the yeah. ghetto or whatever. Yeah. And I mean, the street is like
the industry itself.
Not just the industry, bro. You just have to be careful your environment, where you find yourself, the people you roll with, people you talk to, what you do. You know what I mean? You have to be careful. You have to think about all those things too.
So are you signed to anybody or are you doing it independent?
Baby, with King's Empire Record.
King's Empire Record. Yeah. That's your own company.
Yeah.
Ah, bless.
That is so deep.
Is there any other artists under the label?
Yeah. I'm trying to sign somebody that I'm still trying to get to know that this person before even thinking of signing him. Yeah. He's quite dope. He's amazing. I'm trying to start pushing his career from next month, next year.
Yeah.
But firstly, loyalty is like I said. If you're with me, you're family. And if you're not, then we'll treat you like an outcast.
And it goes the whole way.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I'm gonna play you two songs, right?
Yeah.
Local Boys. Tell me what you think about them. Yeah.
Sure, okay. Bro.
So we're gonna start with the first one. This one.
Dubs.
DJ Enzo.
Money.
This is CliffCentral.com.
From the front to the back, money dance. Once you get it now, young foot that if you want some back.
Yay, we back. So yeah, guys, those are the two songs. There were some technical difficulties that
producer,
I don't know.
Producer.
I must call the station manager. This thing is dropping on me now. Genesis is doing the most. I don't understand. So yeah, Spender and Stereo. Those are the new cats who are in the building.
Chasing after
the guap that you working on.
Spending the guap.
That you're walking
on. Yes. You're spending the guap.
Actually spending the guap, bro.
Yeah, you already got the guap.
Yeah, bro, something like
so
that.
So they're trying to get to spend the guap. What do you think of those two songs?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Lovely, yeah?
Yeah, I think the young kids these days are doing the most.
And they're coming for this money. They're not relaxing.
They're hungry.
They know what the hunger is. And I like the fact that they're doing it on them by themselves as well. How difficult is it, by the way, to do it by yourselves? Not signed or anything. And what are the pros and cons, you know, from your side?
There's difference between like saying difficult and saying difficult.
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
It's very, very difficult.
It's very bad.
It's very difficult. Because even the relationships that you have can't always help you with that.
No.
Right?
Yeah. Talking about relationship, you can't get someone to shoot the video for free for you in the name of relationship.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't... plug your songs wherever you wanted to go in the name of relationship.
Yeah.
There needs to be some ground watering, you know,
that you need to do yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Like right now, you're sitting and we having a conversation because of a relationship.
Yeah.
But you still need to go live beyond.
Thank you.
This conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I hear you guys. Very interesting characters. I like your vibe. I could chill with you guys.
Hopefully
you could chill with me too.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a game that we're going to play now.
Okay.
So, Craig is going to take you right through it, just after this.
Urban Culture Drive.
One of my favorite things to be on, you know, Urban Culture Drive is that we always surround ourselves with different kinds of people. Like, I don't want to lie to you guys. I'm stuck with MCM vibes here. If the chicks and the gay brothers were here, they would be like, yo.
Bless.
Candace, you're missing out here, babe. Come to She'll the studio. Strong. It's kind of hot. How you guys doing though?
We're good,
bro. Very first question, do you guys like shower and cologne? Because you walked in the studio and it's like, yo. I'm like, my niggas, yo. Yo, what are y'all wearing, though? What are y'all wearing?
Wow.
What are y'all
God
wearing?
Damn.
Like, I understand you're rich, though, but you don't have to take to that level.
You gotta smell. You gotta smell rich.
Yeah. Let me refresh that, right?
Okay, cool.
So there's this guy, right? He's trying to cop this chick so bad, right? And then the brother came to him like, smell yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with my smell? It's like, You smell bush.
You smell like poverty, basically.
You need to smell money. For
money,
you,
money.
You know what I mean? So,
I understand.
It's a new one. Yeah. Smell money.
Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, I got a couple of questions for you guys. So this could either be a statement or it could be an option. So just so that the listeners can actually understand you guys a lot better. You get what I'm saying?
Cuckoo.
All right. So I'm going to start with you, Spender.
Oh.
If you had to choose between Versace and Gucci, which one would you go for?
Versace.
Why?
Because everybody now want to wear Gucci, and now Gucci is like the fake is more in the market than the original one. So even if I'm wearing a Gucci for 20K, someone is wearing for 3 rand, and we all look the same.
Yeah. Fly and Versace.
Yeah. You can't fake that.
No. Definitely not. Okay. And if you were the opposite sex for a day, what would be the first thing you'd do? Still spend it.
I'll be a bitch.
Get all that D.
Okay, so my stereotype. A shot of tequila or a shot of vodka?
I'll go with vodka.
Why, guys? You know, a lot of my Nigerian friends love vodka. Why? Guys, tequila is the thing. You know, I've understood that a lot of Nigerian friends of mine, they love vodka. Why? And which one? Which brand would you go for?
I wouldn't lie, I'm not a drinker, bro.
You don't drink.
I'm so disappointed.
You don't drink.
I'm so let down. You don't even drink champagne when you're out there in the VIP.
I don't like champagne.
Bless. Thank you for that.
You must be a rare commodity.
So you don't drink.
I don't drink like that.
Like that.
And I mean, I prefer Hennessy to champagne. If I'm in club, it doesn't mean I wouldn't buy champagne.
Yeah.
I buy champagne because I never walk alone.
Alright.
So for the people around me, you can drink champagne, drink whatever you want to drink, but
you prefer Hennessy.
Alright, Stira. So, New York or Paris?
Paris.
Why Paris?
Because everybody loves America. I don't.
Okay.
Why don't you love?
You just said that with a whole lot of attitude, boy. Yeah. Calm down.
Why don't you love
it down,
America?
Boy? What? Like what's
America,
up?
Yeah. Why? Why? America take us through that.
Bro, America just too much.
It's too much, bro.
How so? Explain too much.
Too much. Like the
life,
the lifestyle.
It's too flossy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's too flossy.
Yeah.
I'd say the lifestyle is too fast.
Okay.
We the black people, I feel like we're not
accepted.
Like we, it's not like
especially Nigerians.
Like, yeah.
Like you can walk into a supermarket right now. Yeah. You're trying to use your credit card, and they'll be like, "Hello, can you hold on 20 minutes for us to verify?"
Oh wow! So it's almost like what Cape Town is to us black people here. Yeah, it's not conducive for us black people.
No, America.
I always say that.
Okay. How do you feel like you're with this fly, you know, and then you walk into like they be like, want to verify who you are.
You know what I mean?
Use your own money.
Versace boot. Okay.
Nah, America.
Okay, Spender, I got two more for you. Ooh. Who's the sexiest person alive right now?
My wife.
Oh, ooh. Damn. Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. All right. One. Last one. Most expensive item you own.
The most expensive item I own. My crib.
Okay. Yeah, guys. Leave us to this age, guys. I'm just loving it. I'm loving people are rich from 13. They own property. They've been all over the world.
I've been sleeping.
What am I doing with my life? And, Sarah, two more for you. Do you do marijuana or not?
I don't smoke.
Yo. This nigga has so much attitude.
Nigga doesn't smoke, doesn't drink.
He hates America.
They legalize the shit out of the thing. You don't smoke?
Yeah, but I got weed in the crib all the time, but I don't smoke, bro.
No, where's okay. your crib? Then I'll come there, just take all the weed.
So both of y'all don't drink much?
None of my brothers smoke, but I drink a lot. Me.
Okay.
This nigga drinks, but he doesn't drink a lot, bro.
I do.
He's scared of drink, bro.
I do a lot of drinking, whole bro. Lot of shit.
Yeah. All right,
except for smoking weed.
Nah. Yeah, except for smoking weed.
Drinking,
so is there one last one? If you were to describe the perfect chick, how would she look like? And in terms of body, intellect, give me that.
Sure. Because I find myself a very smart person.
Okay.
I'm very corny.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Low-key, so, arrogant. We like that.
Yeah. I like a girl that's smart too.
Okay.
The beauty comes. The beauty is a plus, but I look past the beauty part of it. You know what I mean?
But
I like a girl that's not fought. Like, sorry, I'm not trying to like say he fought is bad, but he is asking what I want.
Can we say bro, that South bro, African was, booty is good?
Bro.
I know. Hey, I know.
Bro.
You know, but the thing is, you know, a lot of my friends that are from Nigeria always say, you're South African girls and guys, they have natural big asses.
Nigerian women are also...
But it's not the same. It's not the same design. It's not the same aesthetic.
Bro, I love African women. Let's say that.
All of. Mm,
yes, all of.
All of. I love my African ladies.
Yeah, I love African women. All of. And South African women are beautiful, though.
Absolutely. Yeah. But anyway, thank you guys for that, Spender and Stereo. Bro, awesome.
Yeah.
Urban Culture Drive.
So, we at the end of the show.
Anyways, yeah. What can I say? I might be dropping something next month.
Yo, you got my digits. You got my digits. Let me know and we'll make a plan.
If you're dropping something and you're performing,
is it a song or an album or an EP?
It's like a semi EP, just four tracks, and it's called "What Do You Think."
What do you think?
So,
okay, that's a good title actually.
I sent something to your phone right now.
Okay,
I need you to play that. It's like how will I say it? Like
an intro,
something to. To get people know,
it's an appetizer.
Yeah,
it's an appetizer. Okay,
what's coming? So, it's "What Do You Think?" And you might be surprised who is being featured on
that
on them
project.
On the, yeah, you see,
because you call it.
Project, I got my stereo on it. All true,
always, bro.
Yeah. So,
brother love. So no, I'll play it. Let me do my things. But closing words from you guys. What would you like to tell your people? Where's this thing?
I leave that to Stereo.
Stereo.
It's good as shit. Ooh. Like that.
That's a big one.
Stereo, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to say a big thank you to South Africa for, you know, even like accepting us into the industry. You know what I mean? I would like to say a big thank you to you guys, Cliff Central, to, you know, having us here, the family, the brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Saying good, saying everything to the fans, everybody that loves me, my mama, my uncle, my dad.
Everybody, you know what I mean? South Africa and Jay, you know what I mean? In general, I like to say
it's treated you.
I already said that.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So everybody supporting the music. Big shout out to everybody trying to like, you know, get the money off this, like, you know, get the money on the street. Let's say, you know, follow your dreams. If you're thinking of going into music, bro. Follow your dreams.
There,
right? No matter how hard it gets, right?
Yeah. So it's a shout out to everybody that loves me, even those who try to take my money. I see you, bro.
Spend the closing words, quick.
Last thing.
I ain't sorry.
You ain't sorry.
For nothing.
On that note, we're going to play you the appetizer.
This is CliffCentral.com.